Have you ever felt like you were the only one in a crowd? Or did you find yourself wanting to be alone, but being afraid of its embrace? In this video, we look into the old thought of Stoicism to see how its timeless ideas can change the way we think about being alone. Lesson 1. See things in a new way. The Stoic philosophy emphasizes the importance of distinguishing between what we can control and what we cannot control. According to Stoics, external events are beyond our control, but we have complete control over our reactions to those events. This principle is particularly relevant when it comes to dealing with loneliness. While we may not be able to control the circumstances that led to our loneliness, we can control how we interpret and respond to those circumstances. One way to see things in a new way is to reframe loneliness as solitude. Solitude is a state of being alone without feeling lonely or isolated. It's an opportunity for self-reflection, introspection, and personal growth. By reframing loneliness as solitude, we can shift our focus from what we lack to what we have. This shift in perspective can help us find meaning in our solitude and appreciate the benefits of being alone. Stoics believed that our perceptions shape our reality. In other words, the way we think about something determines how we feel about it. Therefore, if we view loneliness as a negative experience, we are likely to feel miserable and helpless. However, if we view it as an opportunity for self-discovery and growth, we can transform it into a positive experience. This is not to say that we should deny or suppress our feelings of loneliness, but rather we should acknowledge them and then choose to focus on the positive aspects of our situation. Another way to see things in a new way is to practice gratitude. Gratitude is the act of acknowledging and appreciating the good things in our lives. According to Stoics, gratitude is a powerful tool for cultivating happiness and contentment. By focusing on what we're grateful for, even amidst loneliness, we can shift our perspective and find joy in the present moment. For example, we can be grateful for the peace and quiet that solitude provides, or for the opportunity to pursue our hobbies and interests without distraction. Stoics believed that our thoughts and emotions are within our control. Therefore, we can choose to cultivate positive thoughts and emotions, even in the face of adversity. One way to do this is by practicing positive affirmations. Positive affirmations are statements that we repeat to ourselves to reinforce positive beliefs and attitudes. For example, we can say to ourselves, "I am strong and capable of handling this situation," or "I am grateful for this opportunity to grow and learn." By repeating these affirmations, we can reprogram our minds to focus on the positive aspects of our situation and cultivate a more optimistic outlook. Stoics believed in the power of mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of being present and fully engaged in the current moment, without judgment or distraction. By practicing mindfulness, we can become more aware of our thoughts and emotions and develop a greater sense of self-awareness. This can help us identify negative thought patterns and replace them with more positive and constructive ones. For example, we can practice mindfulness by focusing on our breath, observing our thoughts and emotions without judgment, and then letting them go. Stoics believed in the importance of cultivating virtues. Virtues are qualities that promote moral excellence and character. According to Stoics, living virtuously is the key to a fulfilling and meaningful life. By cultivating virtues such as courage, wisdom, and justice, we can develop a sense of purpose and connect with something larger than ourselves. This can help us cope with loneliness by providing us with a sense of direction and belonging. By reframing loneliness as solitude, practicing gratitude, cultivating positive thoughts and emotions, practicing mindfulness, and cultivating virtues, we can transform our experience of loneliness into one of growth, self-discovery, and fulfillment. While this may not be an easy task, it is a worthwhile one that can lead to greater happiness and contentment in the long run. Lesson 2. Focusing on the present. Feeling lonely can make us think a lot about what's missing in our lives. Sometimes we dwell on memories of times when we felt more connected to others, or we daydream about a future where we won't feel lonely anymore. But the Stoics, those wise thinkers from ancient times, have a different approach. Imagine you're sitting alone in your room, feeling the weight of loneliness. Your mind starts wandering, replaying memories of happier times, or imagining a future where you're surrounded by friends. These thoughts can make your loneliness feel even stronger. It's like pouring salt on a wound. It just makes things hurt more. Stoics would say, "Hold on a moment. Let's focus on what's happening right now." Instead of dwelling on the past or yearning for a different future, they encourage something called mindfulness. This means paying attention to the present moment, the here and now. It's like bringing your mind back to the present instead of letting it wander off into memories or fantasies. When you're mindful, you start noticing things around you, the colors of the room, the sounds outside, the feeling of your breath as you breathe in and out. You might even notice the emotions swirling inside you, including that feeling of loneliness. Instead of trying to push those emotions away or drowning them in memories, you acknowledge them. You say, "Yes, I feel lonely right now, and that's okay." Stoics believe that by focusing on the present moment, you can find peace and contentment even in solitude. You start to appreciate the little things, the warmth of sunlight streaming through the window, the taste of a cup of tea, the comfort of a cozy blanket. These simple pleasures become sources of joy, reminding you that there's beauty in the present moment, even if you're alone. But staying present isn't always easy, especially when loneliness feels overwhelming. Your mind might keep dragging you back to the past or pulling you into worries about the future. That's where practice comes in. Just like you train your body at the gym, you can train your mind to stay present through mindfulness exercises. One simple practice is mindfulness meditation. Find a quiet space, sit comfortably, and close your eyes. Focus on your breath as it flows in and out of your body. When your mind starts to wander, which it inevitably will, gently guide it back to your breath. It's like training a puppy. You're teaching your mind to stay focused on the present moment. Another practice is grounding yourself in your senses. Take a moment to notice what you can see, hear, smell, taste, and touch. Engage your senses fully in the present experience, whether it's savoring the flavor of your food or feeling the texture of your clothes against your skin. This can help anchor you in the present moment, reducing the pull of past regrets or future worries. By practicing mindfulness and focusing on the present moment, Stoics believe you can find relief from loneliness. Instead of getting lost in thoughts of what's missing or what might be, you learn to appreciate what's here right now. And in that appreciation, you discover a sense of peace and contentment that transcends loneliness. Lesson 3. Stoic mindfulness. Stoic mindfulness is a practice that encourages individuals to be present in the moment and observe their thoughts, emotions, and actions objectively. It is similar to meditation, but with a focus on understanding and managing one's internal world. By cultivating mindfulness, Stoics believed that they could achieve a state of tranquility, even in the face of adversity. Loneliness is a universal human experience, but it can be challenging to manage. It is a complex emotion that can arise from various factors, including social isolation, lack of meaningful connections, or feeling disconnected from oneself. Stoic mindfulness offers a unique approach to dealing with loneliness by encouraging individuals to acknowledge their feelings without judgment, understand them better, and develop healthier coping mechanisms. The first step in Stoic mindfulness is to recognize and accept that loneliness is a natural human emotion. It is essential to acknowledge that feeling lonely does not make you weak or flawed. Instead, it is a sign that you are human and have a natural desire for connection. By accepting your emotions, you can begin to observe them objectively and gain insight into their underlying causes. The second step is to observe your thoughts and emotions without judgment. Stoic mindfulness encourages individuals to cultivate a detached perspective towards their internal experiences. This means observing your thoughts and emotions as if they were clouds passing by in the sky. By doing so, you can gain a better understanding of your feelings and identify any negative thought patterns that may be contributing to your loneliness. The third step is to focus on the present moment. Loneliness often arises from dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. Stoic mindfulness encourages individuals to focus on the present moment and engage fully in their current activities. By doing so, you can cultivate a sense of presence and appreciation for the world around you, which can help alleviate feelings of loneliness. The fourth step is to take action. Stoic mindfulness is not just about observing your thoughts and emotions. It is also about taking action to address them. This can include reaching out to others, engaging in activities that bring you joy, or seeking professional help if needed. By taking action, you can develop healthier coping mechanisms and build resilience against loneliness. By acknowledging your emotions, observing them without judgment, focusing on the present moment, cultivating gratitude, and taking action, you can develop a healthier relationship with your feelings and build resilience against loneliness. Stoicism teaches that we cannot control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we respond to it. By cultivating mindfulness, we can develop a greater sense of agency and find peace, even in the face of adversity. Lesson 4. Building resilience. Loneliness can feel like a heavy weight on your shoulders. It can zap your energy and make even the simplest tasks seem daunting. Stoicism, however, offers a powerful set of tools to build resilience and navigate these feelings in a healthy way. Stoicism teaches us to distinguish between what we can control and what we can't. When you're feeling lonely, it's easy to dwell on the lack of connection or yearn for situations outside your control. Maybe you wish you had a partner, a bigger social circle, or more frequent interactions with loved ones. While these desires are natural, Stoicism encourages you to shift your focus. Instead of obsessing over what's missing, it asks you to empower yourself by concentrating on what you can influence, afaokam your own thoughts and actions. One key aspect of building resilience is practicing self-discipline. This doesn't mean being harsh on yourself. It's about cultivating the mental strength to make choices that are good for you in the long run, even when you'd rather just wallow in self-pity. Loneliness often breeds negativity. You might start thinking you're unlovable or that you'll always be alone. Stoicism encourages you to identify these thoughts and challenge their validity. Are they based on facts or are they distorted by your emotions? Remind yourself of your positive qualities and past experiences where you've built meaningful connections. Take time to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. This could be a beautiful sunrise, your good health, a kind gesture from a stranger, or a hobby you enjoy. Gratitude shifts your mindset away from what's missing and helps you find joy in the present moment, even if you're feeling lonely. Loneliness can offer an opportunity for self-discovery. Use this time to explore your interests, learn new skills, or indulge in hobbies you haven't had time for before. When you're passionate about something, it becomes a source of fulfillment and can even lead you to connect with like-minded people who share your enthusiasm. Loneliness can take a toll on your physical and mental well-being. Make sure you prioritize activities that nourish your body and soul. Eat healthy foods, get enough sleep, exercise regularly, and engage in activities that help you relax and de-stress. A strong foundation of self-care gives you the energy and mental clarity to cope with loneliness more effectively. While Stoicism emphasizes self-sufficiency, it doesn't advocate for isolation. Once you've built your inner strength and focused on your own well-being, you're in a better position to connect with others in a genuine way. Reach out to friends and family, join clubs or groups that align with your interests, or volunteer your time in your community. Focus on building quality connections rather than simply seeking to fill a void in your life. Remember, building resilience takes time and practice. There will be good days and bad days. Don't be discouraged if loneliness creeps back in sometimes. The important thing is to keep practicing the Stoic principles we've discussed. By focusing on your thoughts and actions, cultivating self-discipline, and engaging in activities that nourish your mind, body, and spirit, you'll develop a deep well of inner strength that will help you navigate loneliness without letting it define you. Lesson 5. Be a good person. Loneliness can leave us feeling isolated and unanchored. When we struggle with a lack of connection, it's easy to become self-absorbed, fixated on our own needs and desires. Stoicism emphasizes core virtues like justice, courage, wisdom, and temperance. These aren't just abstract concepts, they're practical guidelines for living an ethical and meaningful life. When we strive to be just, we treat others fairly and honestly. Courage allows us to stand up for what's right, even when it's difficult. Wisdom guides us to make sound decisions and navigate life's challenges with clarity. Temperance helps us practice self-control and moderation in all things. Living virtuously provides a sense of purpose that transcends our own feelings of loneliness. We become part of something larger than ourselves, Yowaus, a community where we contribute positively and make a difference. It allows us to connect with others on a deeper level, based on shared values and a commitment to living a good life. When you consistently act with integrity and fairness, people around you take notice. They begin to trust you and respect your character. This creates a foundation for forming genuine connections that go beyond superficial interactions. Living by strong moral principles naturally draws others who share your values. These shared beliefs provide a strong base for friendship and deeper connections. You'll find yourself surrounded by individuals who inspire you to be a better person and who offer companionship based on mutual respect. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of social responsibility. When you focus on being a good person, you become more attuned to the needs of others. You might volunteer your time to a cause you care about, support someone in need, or simply offer a helping hand in your everyday life. Acts of kindness and compassion not only benefit the receiver, but also bring a sense of fulfillment and connection to the giver. Living a virtuous life fosters a sense of self-worth and inner peace. You know you're contributing positively to the world, and that brings a deep sense of satisfaction. This positive self-image spills over into your interactions with others, making you a more confident and approachable person. When you participate in acts of service and build relationships based on shared values, you create a sense of belonging. You're no longer just an isolated individual, but part of a community that shares a commitment to living a good life and making a positive impact. This sense of belonging helps combat loneliness and fosters a deeper sense of connection with the world around you. Living a virtuous life doesn't mean achieving some unattainable state of perfection. It's a daily practice, a commitment to constant improvement. By striving to be a good person, you'll encounter challenges and make mistakes. What matters most is learning from your experiences and continuously refining your character. This journey of self-improvement not only benefits you, but also creates bridges towards building meaningful connections with others. Remember, true loneliness can't take root when you're focused on contributing positively to the world and the lives of those around you. Lesson 6. Appreciate the good things in your life. The practice of appreciating the good things in life is deeply rooted in Stoicism, a school of philosophy that teaches the development of self-control and fortitude as a means of overcoming destructive emotions. Stoics believe that we can't control the events that happen to us, but we can control how we interpret and respond to them. This includes our response to loneliness. So, how does gratitude help in dealing with loneliness? Firstly, gratitude shifts your focus from what's missing in your life to what's present. When you're feeling lonely, it's easy to dwell on the absence of companionship or social interaction. However, by consciously acknowledging the good things in your life, you can redirect your attention away from what you lack and towards what you have. This shift in focus can help alleviate feelings of loneliness and foster a sense of contentment. Secondly, gratitude cultivates a sense of connection. Even when you're physically alone, appreciating the good things in your life can remind you of your connection to the wider world. For instance, you might feel grateful for the farmer who grew the food you're eating, or the author who wrote the book you're reading. These feelings of gratitude can serve as a reminder that you're part of a larger, interconnected whole, even when you're feeling lonely. Thirdly, gratitude promotes positive emotions. Research has shown that practicing gratitude can increase feelings of happiness and reduce feelings of depression and anxiety. By focusing on the positive aspects of your life, you can boost your mood and improve your overall well-being, making it easier to cope with feelings of loneliness. Lastly, gratitude fosters resilience. By focusing on what you're grateful for, even in difficult times, you can develop a more resilient mindset. This can help you better cope with challenges, including loneliness, and bounce back more quickly from adversity. By appreciating the good things in your life is a powerful tool in dealing with loneliness. It shifts your focus from what's missing to what's present, cultivates a sense of connection, promotes positive emotions, and fosters resilience. So, even in times of solitude, remember to count your blessings and appreciate the good things in your life. Lesson 7. Cultivating inner strength. Loneliness can be a daunting experience, often leaving one feeling vulnerable and helpless. However, one effective way to deal with loneliness is by cultivating inner strength. By developing self-reliance and resilience, you can find fulfillment within yourself and become less dependent on external validation, thereby reducing feelings of loneliness. So, how does cultivating inner strength help in dealing with loneliness? Firstly, inner strength fosters self-reliance. When you're feeling lonely, it's easy to rely on others for companionship and validation. However, by cultivating inner strength, you can learn to find fulfillment within yourself. This could involve developing your skills, pursuing your interests, or simply spending time alone with your thoughts. By becoming more self-reliant, you can reduce your dependence on others for happiness and feel more content in your own company. Secondly, inner strength promotes resilience. Loneliness can often feel overwhelming, but by cultivating inner strength, you can develop the resilience to cope with these feelings. This involves learning to manage your emotions, deal with adversity, and bounce back from setbacks. By becoming more resilient, you can better handle feelings of loneliness and prevent them from overwhelming you. Thirdly, inner strength encourages self-reflection. Cultivating inner strength often involves looking inward and reflecting on your thoughts, feelings, and actions. This can help you gain a better understanding of yourself and your needs, which can be particularly beneficial when dealing with loneliness. By engaging in self-reflection, you can identify the causes of your loneliness and develop strategies to overcome them. Lastly, inner strength fosters a sense of purpose. When you're feeling lonely, it's easy to feel aimless and unfulfilled. However, by cultivating inner strength, you can develop a sense of purpose that extends beyond your social connections. This could involve setting personal goals, pursuing your passions, or contributing to a cause you care about. By having a sense of purpose, you can find meaning in your life, even when you're feeling lonely. So, in your journey to overcome loneliness, remember to focus on developing your inner strength. After all, as the Stoics teach us, true strength comes from within. Lesson 8. Letting go of desires. Loneliness can often stem from a disparity between our desired social life and our actual social life. We may yearn for more companionship, deeper connections, or different social circumstances. However, clinging to these desires can exacerbate feelings of loneliness. So, how does letting go of desires help in dealing with loneliness? Firstly, letting go of desires helps us accept reality. When we're feeling lonely, it's easy to dwell on what we wish our social life was like, rather than accepting it for what it is. However, by letting go of our desires, we can learn to accept our current social circumstances. This doesn't mean resigning ourselves to a life of loneliness, but rather acknowledging and accepting our current situation as a starting point for change. Secondly, connecting with humanity promotes empathy and compassion. Loneliness can often make us focus inward, becoming preoccupied with our own feelings and needs. However, by connecting with humanity, we can shift our focus outward towards the needs of others. This could involve helping a friend in need, volunteering at a local charity, or simply listening to someone's story. By showing empathy and compassion towards others, we can not only help them, but also help ourselves feel more connected and less lonely. Thirdly, connecting with humanity fosters genuine connections. In today's digital age, it's easy to have hundreds of online connections, yet still feel lonely. However, by connecting with humanity, we can foster genuine connections that extend beyond the superficial. This could involve having deep conversations, sharing experiences, or simply being there for someone. By forming these genuine connections, we can find a sense of companionship and mutual understanding that can help alleviate feelings of loneliness. Lastly, connecting with humanity provides a sense of purpose. Loneliness can often make us feel aimless and unfulfilled. However, by connecting with humanity, we can find a sense of purpose that extends beyond ourselves. This could involve contributing to a cause we care about, helping others, or simply making our community a better place. By having a sense of purpose, we can find meaning in our lives, even when we're feeling lonely. By connecting with humanity is a powerful tool in dealing with loneliness. It fosters a sense of belonging, promotes empathy and compassion, fosters genuine connections, and provides a sense of purpose. So, in your journey to overcome loneliness, remember to connect with humanity. After all, as the Stoics teach us, we are not isolated individuals, but part of a larger, interconnected whole. To connect with humanity, start by reaching out to those around you. This could involve joining a community group, volunteering, or simply reaching out to a neighbor. Try to engage with your community in a meaningful way, whether that's through shared interests, mutual aid, or simply being there for others. Additionally, try to foster genuine connections. This could involve having deep conversations, sharing experiences, or simply being there for someone. Remember, it's not about the quantity of connections, but the quality. Finally, remember to be patient and kind with yourself. Connecting with humanity is a process, not a one-time event. It takes time, effort, and practice. So be gentle with yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember that every step, no matter how small, is a step towards greater connection and belonging. Remember, Stoicism is a philosophy, not a quick fix. By consistently practicing these principles, you can develop a stronger mindset to deal with loneliness and find fulfillment in life.